The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Mark.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
When Jesus and his disciples left the synagogue, they entered the house of Simon and Andrew with James and John. Now Simon's mother-in-law was in bed with a fever, and they told him about her at once. He came and took her by the hand and lifted her up. Then the fever left her, and she began to serve them. That evening, at sundown, they brought to him all who were sick or possessed with demons, and the whole city was gathered around the door. And he cured many who were sick with various diseases and cast out many demons. And he would not permit the demons to speak because they knew him. In the morning, while it was still very dark, he got up and went out to a deserted place, and there he prayed. And Simon and his companions hunted for him. When they found him, they said to him, "Everyone is searching for you." He answered, "Let us go on to the neighboring towns, so that I may proclaim the message there also. For that is what I came out to do." And he went throughout Galilee, proclaiming the message in their synagogues and casting out demons. The Gospel of the Lord. In the name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. We live in a world so sophisticated that we have answers to many questions on our fingertips. We have Google or artificial intelligence, new medical equipment that makes surgeries less invasive and more effective. In some way, this progress offers great freedom and efficiency, which wouldn't be available otherwise. But if we are honest with ourselves, we recognize this dilemma that still not our questions and concerns will find solutions despite all this progress. So we run into the danger of hailing this human progress much higher in the place of God. We were made to worship God. So if we don't, we will substitute in the place of God. Isaiah warned Israel about putting creatures in the place of God and fearing them more than we should fear God. And this prompted God to respond sharply. "Are those fit to be my rivals? To whom will you compare me? Or who is my equal?" The people of God had been under a lot of stress in Assyrian captivity and Babylonian captivity. You can understand their leaders, they were like slaves, so they feared them. So sometimes when you are under a dictator, like I was, you kind of fear them because anything you may do may end your life. So this was very real for them. And Isaiah was reminding them to trust in God, their creator, who strengthens the powerless. How interesting that just like Israel, often we are under stress, assailed by many difficulties, we tend to look for help elsewhere but God. Mark gives us a glimpse into a day spent with Jesus, and we recognize that same Old Testament God in Jesus, where his presence is felt in the community and he heals people left and right and casting out demons. And Jesus was proclaiming the message of the gospel wherever he was going. With urgency, he said, "Let's go to the next town," and then they need to hear the gospel as well. This is a session for my sermon today. No matter what may assail us, true freedom can only be found in the Son of God, Jesus Christ. Now let me go into it. Amongst those things that can assail us could be illnesses, financial difficulties, or broken relationships, or battles with the forces of darkness. And other kinds may not be as obvious to us, like our belief system. I may say, for example, well, I'm nice. I'm good. That's all the gospel asks of me. No, wrong. Unfortunately, this belief system can prevent us from understanding the real nature and power of the gospel of Jesus Christ to save. You see, being a follower of Jesus Christ is very demanding. There is a cost to us. Our entire worldview, our culture, our lifestyle has to adapt to the standard of the gospel of Jesus Christ, and not the other way around. And Jesus demonstrated that those who have walked with him will have experienced the healing power of his gospel. Well, case in point, Simon's mother-in-law, Jesus had just called them to the ministry, and so that was Simon and his brother Andrew, and then James and John were also brothers, Zebedee brothers, and so they were all walking with Jesus, and then it happens that when they are in Simon's house, remember that that's his mother-in-law, so he was married. So it's a normal walk, right? It's a normal walk. You and I are going to someone's house. And then normally that mother would be up and down going to do something to prepare. Jesus is here with their friends. She can't. She's in bed. She's sick. And then Jesus heals her, and she began to serve. An example to all of us. You in good health? Go serve Christ. Your wounds are getting healed every day. You are at a place, a better, much better place you were, like say 10 years ago. Go serve Christ. Take a moment. Place your trust in Jesus. Perhaps for some of us, it will be the courage to jump into one of those service areas that we have here at St. Andrew's and serve. I know we need people. We need people to serve in those places. I work here. I know that we need people. There's family and children's ministry. There's Daughters of the King, Tuesday Ladies Bible Studies, Men's Group, Rosary Prayer Groups, EYC, OSL, Altar Guild, and many more. Be at it with all your heart and strength. Following Jesus is not about being nice and all good, all check, done. No. It's a tough journey that begins with our self-denial, serving Christ by serving others. We were made to worship God, to praise God for his power to heal our infirmities and our dysfunctions. But often enough, the problem, the issue that we run into when our faith runs out and our capacity to endure patiently the pain and suffering that life throws at us is gradually diminished, then, just like the Israelites, when we are spiritually at ground zero, the intensity of our pain makes us forget how powerful our God is to intervene in our own situation. It's as if when I was in North Dakota, I went into the rodeo to see the man who's on a bull, and the bull is tossing him all around, and he's trying to stay on the bull, and all his thought is everywhere. But we, the spectator, can see what's going on, but he can't see because all he's doing is everywhere. And that's what our pain does with us. We get so disoriented because we are so oppressed by our pain that we don't get the sense to remember to say the sinner's prayer. Lord Jesus, Son of God, have mercy on me, a sinner. Lord Jesus, Son of God, have mercy on me, a sinner. God said many times in the Bible, call on my name, you shall be saved. So take courage. Don't be afraid of what's assailing you and causing you to lose your peace. Embrace the cross of Christ and lean into your pain like Jesus did. Let him take your pain according to his will and experience true freedom in Christ's embrace. Amen.